It's Jules and Glenn for breakfast, and we're out the front of the White Mark Bakery if you want to come and say hello, which Wendy's doing from Flinders Island Gourmet Retreat. How are you, Wendy?
Very well. Good morning to you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you here, and thank you so much. Our first day yesterday, or was it the day before?
It was the day before.
Monday.
We went to your place and you gave us a cooking demonstration.
Yes, you were at Badger Corner, the first settlement on Flinders Island, and one of the most picturesque little spots, I think. Badger Corner named because nobody knew what wombats were when they first came here. And they'd say, oh, they look a little bit like badgers. Let's call it Badger Corner.
Yes, and you haven't thought to do a name change?
No, they did try many years ago. If you look back at the history, they tried to call it Cooma. But my place is called Cooma House, mm-hmm. and I do cooking schools for people. If they're interested in food, they really get a good try out of different ingredients. And if they haven't been all that interested in food, I try and encourage them to look at what they've got around them, what's growing at the time, as I did with all of you with the greens.
Look, I've got to say, Wendy, you are like the Maggie Beer of Flinders Island, and I don't think I've ever been in a bigger kitchen. It takes up half your house.
Well, it's my view that the kitchen is the engine room of the house, so that's why it is as big as it is. But I also designed it to be a cooking school.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Not only do you offer the cooking lessons, you also have accommodation as well.
Yes, I do. So I do in-house cooking schools for my accommodation guests. So each of my rooms has an ensuite and a separate toilet, and we can do all of what we want to do within the property. You know, there is the garden that people can look at. There is the labyrinth, which none of you walked around, I noticed.
Oh, no. We were wondering about that. We meant to ask you. We noticed all these jars or something in the ground.
Yes.
So thank you for explaining.
Recycling of the bottles. And I had a lot of help from my friends as well as the local tavern.
You know what's funny is when we arrived, we went, what the hell is all of that? And we said, well, it doesn't. We thought it's probably a maze. And we thought, well, because it wasn't very high off the ground, we thought, well, at least if you get lost, you can just walk over.
Well,
what made you come up with it?
Well, it's a labyrinth and it's the shape of a nautilus shell.
Oh.
And a labyrinth is really different to a maze. A maze is a puzzle.
Yeah.
And you can sort of walk along a maze and you can get stuck because and then you have to backtrack. Whereas a labyrinth, you just keep walking along the pathways until you get to the end. And then to realign yourself, you walk back.
There we go.
Oh.
And often, you know, there are three seagulls, two parents and their baby, who fly over the top to give us strength.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And no. No,
Jules, why did you think getting strength from the eagles flying above is funny?
No, I was laughing at Glenn because he looks mystified.
Well, because I missed out on it. Now think about it. I'm thinking, I wish I gave it a walk.
Well, we might have time to do it on the way to the plane today.
Well, that's true.
You could. Yes, you could.
That is a good point because Flinders Island Aviation land not too far away from you are.
That's right, Lady Barron. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And how long have you been living on Flinders Island for?
Well, I grew up on Flinders Island, so I've been here since 1955.
Okay, well, that's even longer than I've been around. That makes me feel good. Thank you for that, Wendy.
Well, one of the privileges of life is to get older, and that's what I'm sticking to right now.
Yeah, and what a place to be. I love Flinders Island. It's a place we want to come back to, and I hear a whisper even Glenn wants to come back and learn how to cook from you.
I would be delighted to teach you.
We would love to come back, and your accommodation's great. You offer breakfast as well.
I do,
which is
an all-inclusive rate, and you get me to tell you the stories about Flinders Island, about where I grew up. I'll tell you one little thing that I always think is quite poignant in my memory, and that is old Bill Riddle, when I was a little girl, my dad used to come in on the boat from taking the mail to Cape Barron from Lady Barron, and I'd be waiting for him, and old Bill Riddle one day came down to me, and I was worried about having to go away to boarding school, and he put his hand on my shoulder and he just said to me, girl, the islands have got a hold on you and you'll never let it go.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Wendy, I hope people come and say hi to you. Obviously, they need to book in and everything. It's Flinders Island Gourmet Retreat, and Wendy is the hostess with the mostest. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see if we can pop in today and do the labyrinth.
Thank you so much, Jules. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Awesome. Thank you. 13 past 8. Jules and Glenn for breakfast on Flinders Island, LAFM.